For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Anthony, I've got one word for you. Newsies.
Did you love it?
I loved it. The dancing and the set. The set was unbelievable.
Pretty exciting.
I've seen little bits and pieces in other sets, but man, it all came together. This thing, it moves, it spins.
When it comes chugging down toward the audience.
I know, it turns
into a headline and all of that. Newsies is the Disney musical that had been quite successful on Broadway. It's toured to Shays now, and it's the story of the 1899 newspaper boy strike, where Joseph Pulitzer was raising the price he was charging to newsboys to buy the papers and refusing to buy any back that they didn't sell. And these street kids, some of them actually living on the street, said, no way. And they shut down the New York World, which created the headline, Newsboys Stop World. And it's a delightful musical about this story with a hero and a love interest and sets and costumes, but the dancing is extraordinary.
And now, whenever I go to Shays and look around, most of the patrons seem to be women. And ladies, if you like to watch a stage full of good-looking guys dance.
And I actually noticed that it's a lot of men. And men, if you like to see a stage full of good-looking guys dance, this is your opportunity.
But it's only through Sunday.
Only through Sunday. But I saw a lot of children, too. It's a great show for young people. And Teddy Roosevelt is a character,
right?
Which is kind of the hero of the hour in this show, which was a fun week because this was the week of the Theodore Roosevelt inaugural site gala. They name an exemplary citizen, and I got to go to that dinner honoring lovely Lana Benitovich and her work at the National Federation for Just Communities. And Catherine Schweitzer was also a former honoree, just making you feel patriotic and proud, which the musical Newsies will also do. Very uplifting experience.
Newsies at Shays, another Tony Award-winning musical, In the Heights. Now, that was at Shays, and so my partner said, well, I've already seen it. I don't want to go to musical fare. I went solo and loved it. And I'm telling you, Shays is great, but it's kind of big. This was very intimate. The set was sort of downsized. It worked. The orchestra, the acting, the dramaturgy, everything.
Very different experience. This week I also saw a Little Night Music on the Little Andrews Theater stage. Similarly, that you can see a lavish production. It's a different experience from the intimacy of scaling it down to human proportion. Both wonderful theatrical experiences, but I too loved In the Heights up at Musical Fair and A Little Night Music over at the Irish Classical Theatre Company. What did you particularly enjoy about In the Heights?
The fact that the cast is realistically mixed and the Latinos are mostly part of the Oasis Theatre Company. So it was very, very believable and each of the actors came up big. That old quote, there are no small parts, just small actors. Well, everybody, even only an ensemble member, was completely in the moment, inhabited the character, nobody lost focus, and the thing never stops for a second.
It really is a wonderful story. I remember when it very, very first started, hearing Priscilla Lopez, who was in the original cast, played the mother. People were criticizing it for not having, you know, street violence and drugs and all of this. And she says, our play takes place in a single day. Can you not accept that you could have one heartwarming story for one day in Washington Heights? And, of course, she needn't have worried. It went on to be a big, big hit, moving from off-Broadway to Broadway, and a great run, and launched the career of Lin-Manuel Miranda, who now is the author and star of Hamilton, biggest hit on Broadway.
Biggest hit on Broadway. Now, this is the last weekend to catch Laura Peterson, a local author's For Heaven's Sake. Lots of comedy, lots of drama, lots going on the stage at 710 Main.
I think it's also the last weekend for Neil Raddus's musical Granny Bird.
I know. I've got only, 36 hours to get
there. Time to get there. And what else is still on the boards?
Oh, King of the Moon over the Tavern Part 2 at the Cavanoki. Buyer and Seller at the Buffalo United Artists in Alleyways, Main Street Cabaret.
Right. The story of a young man who gets a job working for Barbara Streisand in the shopping mall in her basement, buyer and seller.
There are more, and we'll tell you about them next week, including some openings. So for Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.